This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome back to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this program, we're discussing all of the trends and news of the real estate market nationally as well as right here in Central Virginia. Check us out on the web at charlottesvilleinsights.com. You can also like our fan page on Facebook. And you can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle. And I'm tracking all of the news and information daily and posting it all on Twitter. So you can get your real estate fix a number of different ways. The program today is sponsored in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. You can check out their webpage. Just head on over to realestate3.com and you can link on to Movement Mortgage website. Lots of very useful real estate information. And make sure that you check out today's open houses. You can also go to realestate3.com for that information. And you don't want to miss Real Estate 3 TV, a TV show specifically focused on bringing you the latest homes for sale in the marketplace. And that's on TV every Sunday at 7, 10, and 11:30 on Fox, ABC, and CBS. Well, today on the show, we have our good friend Mike Buczynski. He's back with us. He's with Movement Mortgage, and we're going to talk with him about interest rates and the tough month of June, where rates have spiked a full point, and we're going to talk about what that means to the real estate market, why it happened, and what the future holds. But now we're going to take a quick look at the real estate headlines for the week. And the first one up comes from Inman News. The Inman News organization reports that purchase loan applications drop as mortgage rates continue to increase. In this article, they mentioned that although the purchase loan applications have dropped for the month of June, they're still up for the year. But interest rates are now at their highest level in 2 years as the 30-year fixed is coming in today around 4.68%. Rates have leaped over the last 2 months, and the increase mostly on indications that the Fed intends to wind down its stimulus program later this year. Another article that was interesting this week that came out from Fiscal Times, they talked about five reasons it's still a great time to buy a house. We're actually going to cover those points with Mike, so we'll get to that after the break. And lastly, CNBC reports that apartments are big winners with these rising interest rates. It seems that fear and financing have kept the apartment rental market strong for several years with rising rates and falling vacancies. Actually, one other article to report that's interesting, and we'll talk with Mike Buczynski about this. U.S. News and World Report came out this week and said single women are buying homes at twice the rate of men. And since the mid-1990s, since they've been tracking this, single women now make up 18% of the marketplace. So we're going to talk about those articles and much more. This is Charlottesville Insights. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We'll be right back with Mike Buczynski in just a moment.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 29 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Tree.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. Realestate3.com.
Michael Pieczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us today on the program, we have Mike Pieczynski from over at Movement Mortgage. And Mike, I need to get right into it. What a brutal month for interest rates in June. We saw actually for 2 weeks there, I think a lot of people were calling it the harshest month for interest rates maybe ever for 2 weeks there in June. What's going on with rates? Why are they spiking up so much in your opinion? Is it this whole Fed stimulus winding down?
It is. It's 100% what's going on is the Fed, when the economy turned and things were going crazy a few years ago, the Fed started to do a program called quantitative easing, where they were buying mortgage-backed securities. So they're purchasing, rounded like $87 billion a month in mortgage-backed securities. And this was causing an artificial demand for that product. So companies originate mortgages, package them as mortgage-backed securities, and sell them. And if there's if $87 billion is being purchased of those each month, then it creates more room for more to come in. So the Fed's artificially providing this. And then that was helping to stabilize interest rates, economy, things like that, and stimulate the economy as well. So once the Fed chairman Bernanke came out a couple weeks ago and he hinted, they haven't stopped it, they hinted at they were going to taper it off and ease it, market did not like that at all, and it spiked. And we saw the highest spike in mortgage-backed securities, or I should say drop in mortgage-backed securities in 25 years, and interest rates follow that. So it was a pretty brutal couple weeks, and the market's back to where we were a few years ago.
Well, what we've seen in our local marketplace is there has not been any slowdown as a result in our local marketplace of the spike in interest rates. And that's to be expected somewhat. Oftentimes, when you're in a rising rate economy, we find it sometimes easier on the sales side because purchasers tend to want to get off the fence and go ahead and get that rate before it goes up too much further. But are you starting to see, because nationally we're seeing a little bit of a slowdown in the news that's coming out nationally, is that there's a slowdown in the purchase applications. Are you seeing that in your business, or is it a seasonal slowdown, or what's it feel like right now?
My main 98%, 99% of my business is purchase money transactions. I rarely do refinances. Not that I won't. I just don't have a lot of opportunity to do them. I focus on purchases. And when the market started to move, it did. A lot of, as I'm advising clients on what's happening with the market, a lot of them did pull the trigger and get properties, and it worked out to their benefit. There's some folks that they're looking at a situation where they wanted to buy maybe a 450 house, and now they can, they have to reevaluate their affordability chart and are looking at maybe something in the 390s or a little bit less. So purchases, I think, I haven't seen them drop off. It's just we've tweaked what the client's looking to purchase and what they can afford based off of what happened with the market. But my purchase volume and the applications are still pretty strong. I think the Charlottesville area is always going to have a very strong purchase market, because of the employment opportunities here. There's a lot of people constantly coming in for InJec and the university and the hospitals and things like that. It's a good employment hub, and that with employment comes home purchases.
So, of course, nobody knows, but in the Mike Buczynski of Movement Mortgage crystal ball, any idea where these rates go? Are they going to come back down a little bit? Are they here? This is where we are going forward.
It's hard. On one hand, the Fed kind of has to stop the quantitative easing to let the economy get back to managing itself. The Fed can't constantly interject money into the mortgage-backed securities market and keep rates artificially low. But on the other hand, if they do pull it out, we see what happens to rates. So it's kind of a double-edged sword from that respect. I think that we're in a more realistic rate environment now. I mean, having rates, you know, as low as they have been was historically low, as
right.
everybody said.
Right.
So I think that where rates are now and where they're headed is more of what we can expect in the future and going forward. I think rates are gonna get back to their normal, you know. We're not going to see the historic lows that we did see before. I think it's going to get back to a more stable and a little bit higher market going
forward. Of course, we can all sit here and be Monday morning quarterback and say, well, what if this happens and what if that happens? But if you do have a couple of months of some lower numbers that come out on the job front, That may change.
It could. That just shows how volatile the economy
yes.
and everything is. The economy's yes. not like we're not humming again. It's
right.
not. It's we're not out of the woods by any means. So, any little thing that comes in, it's such a global economy. Any little report, jobs report, or if something, God forbid, were to happen in another country that was, you know, affected, you know, shipping lanes or what have you, or things like that, it all trickles mm-hmm. down and affects the bottom line. So there's just too much that could happen to
right.
really know exactly
yeah.
what's going to happen.
Yeah. We're talking with Mike Buczynski of Movement Mortgage. Mike, I want to hit this article that came out, Fiscal Times, and I want to get your take on this. It's five reasons that it's still a great time to buy a house. It's one of the headlines this week. Let's go over these five reasons, and let me see what you think about this.
All
home
right.
prices are still rising.
Home prices are still rising. Yeah, I mean, there's competitive bids on houses, multiple offers, and people are getting aggressive in trying to purchase houses. So home prices are increasing, which is going to mean more people are going to sell because they can sell for a little bit more and buy a little bit more. And so it's going to keep the market going, I think.
You know, one of the things that we sort of keep our ear to the ground on is what's going on in Northern Virginia and D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk to any of our colleagues in the real estate business up in that metro D.C. area, that market is on fire.
It
now,
is.
Of course, they have, you know, a lot of, you know, government jobs going around
mm-hmm.
up there. But for us, that is an indicator. We don't run parallel to the Metro DC market, but when that is going well, that actually bodes very well for the Charlottesville, Greater Charlottesville, Central Virginia market. We do get some trickle down, and again, as long as that market's humming, that's always a good sign for Central Virginia.
I know you're right. It's again in my little world and the way I look at it, it's employment driven. As the jobs are
right.
going up there and companies are adding jobs and things like that, more houses are going to get
bought. Well, and then the other thing is there's for the last 5 years there have been a lot of folks from the Metro DC and north that want to move down to Charlottesville because the Central Virginia is still a destination. It's still in high demand for a lot of baby boomers to maybe come to a pre-retirement stage.
That's what we did. That's what my wife and my daughter did as we moved from the D.C. area to here a little over three years ago.
So what happens when that market heats up, that enables some homeowners in the Metro D.C. and further north to release their equity and move down to the – when they release their equity and they start thinking, well, I want to move south – Central Virginia competes very well. And so, again, I think we'll get, because of the hot market in the Metro D.C. area, I think we will get some increased sales as a result of that. Reason number two, okay, so we'll buy this one, I'm sure. Rates are low by historical standards, even though they've gone up a full point, even though they're a little bit volatile compared to, well, you know, I go back and compare it. I started in the real estate business in 1988, and at that time rates were 10.75%, and they went over just, this is a fixed rate, 10.75%. They went over 11% for a while, and us realtors were all, you know, our prayer was that rates would come under 10. Mm-hmm. We felt like, gee, what a difference it would make if we had 9% interest rates. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you talk to anybody who's been in the real estate business longer than that, that went through, you know, kind of the end of the Jimmy Carter years, and you were talking about interest rates that are 19 and 20%. So when you have that perspective, even though it's been a one-point increase, we're still less than 5% money is still maybe not historically low, but still very, very good.
Yeah, I mean, 5 years ago when rates hit the level they are now, people were clamoring for those rates. They were the lowest ever. And now we were the beneficiaries of some historically low rates. Right. And now they've come up. But there's still anything in the single digits is good, is really good,
right,
historically speaking.
Right. And anything under 5 is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Right. Maybe we'll hit this one before the break. Number three, it's getting marginally easier to get a mortgage. Is that true? That's kind of what the world says right now, that it's getting a little bit easier to get a mortgage.
I think what it is investors are becoming a lot more comfortable with the underwriting guidelines that they've set, and then the companies that are underwriting and sending them to them. They're starting to build some trust, I think, is what's happening, and things are starting to move a little bit faster.
On that, getting a mortgage in the future, and again, it's hard to predict exactly what's going to happen, but you have a lot of talk about the mortgage interest deduction and where that's going to go next year. Is it going to be capped? Is it going to be eliminated?
I don't think they can. I mean, they got to find money somewhere. The Fed does, but I don't. I mean, that's going to. It's not going to bode too well for the market. I mean, there's pluses and minuses to everything, but I personally wouldn't like, or don't want to see that go away. I like being able to deduct the mortgage interest on our taxes.
Right.
So,
but you're a flat tax kind of guy too, aren't you?
That's another discussion. We'll get into
a little tax overhaul debate here with Mike Buczynski.
There's a lot of new stuff that I could
do. All right, we're going to hit this fourth one before the break. We're going to do one more. Buying is still cheaper than renting. I'm going to say for the most part that is true.
It is. It is. Because rent, think about the rental market is going to be, for everybody who wanted to buy and now can't buy, they need to rent someplace. So it's going to be a lot of competition for renting homes. So rental prices, I think, are going to go up.
Right.
So it's going to be cheaper to buy a house if you can get the right program.
And a lot of these nice new apartments that are being built, they're luxury apartments. They are beautiful.
But they have a luxury price tag.
They sure do. So, well, this is Charlottesville Insights. We're talking with Mike Buczynski at Movement Mortgage. We're going to take a break and be right back with more of the show. Don't go away.
And Gardens Real Estate Tree.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. Realestate3.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is
the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Tree.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
Michael Pieczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have our good friend Mike Pieczynski giving us all kind of insights in the mortgage world. Mike, of course, is with Movement Mortgage. And Mike, we were talking about five reasons it's still a great time to buy a house, and this comes from an article that came out of the Fiscal Times this past week. Reason number one that we had agreed on, that housing prices are rising. Number two, rates are still low by historical standards. Number three, it's getting marginally easier to get a mortgage. And that might be that people are just getting used to the pain of the process.
That's right. No doc loans. As soon as we got past that point, I think it got a little bit easier. So,
number four, buying is still cheaper than renting. And number five, you won't have to compete with investors. And I want your take on that. My take on that from a national standpoint is that the number of bank-owned properties or distressed properties has dropped significantly, and across the country, investors have been gobbling up distressed properties, and as that number of distressed inventory lessens, I think you start to see some investors leave the market, which allows, you know, again, a first-time home buyer sometimes it's going to be competing with an investor, and if investors leave the market because they can't find the distressed property, I think that's the angle that they're hitting.
Yeah, I think investors for the majority want a deal. They don't want to lose, obviously don't want to lose money on a transaction. So if the deals go away, the short sales, not that they're going all away, but they're that well is drying up, then you have less competition or less cash offers or less, you know, reason to lowball an offer. So absolutely, I think that investors are getting, I'm not seeing as many clients saying, hey, there's a cash offer on this property and we have to get in that quickly. It's more multiple lending offers on houses. I think investment property and those who are looking to purchase properties as investment opportunities are waning a little bit.
You know, we've talked a lot on this show about the reemergence of multiple offers on properties. Can we talk about that for just a second? Your experience, I'll throw in a little bit, but if you find yourself that you are competing with other offers for the home, you finally decide you want to buy, you muscle up the courage to get the contract together, meet with your realtor, submit the offer, and they say, we have three other offers. Let's talk about just a couple of things that could make you stand out from the competition. A lot of these are common sense, but number one, I'll start with, believe it or not, the deposit matters.
Oh, and, it does. Absolutely.
Even though the seller will never touch that deposit, usually in the transaction it's held in escrow, the larger the deposit, if you have those funds and can put as large a deposit as you can handle, the larger the deposit, the better you look. For years in this market, as a buyer, you could simply put down a $1,000 earnest money deposit, and that was kind of the custom. But if you get into a multiple offer situation, you better be thinking about 10%.
No, absolutely. I've seen clients.
Or more.
I've seen some agents advise their clients that, you know, what your down payment, what you're going to do as your down payment. Oh, it's going to be 20%. Make that your offer for your earnest money deposit. And that goes a long way in getting the seller's attention,
yes,
and confidence on
right.
that. And also, so that's from the real estate side. From the mortgage side, what we do is, the way my system is set up is to pre-approve a client in the same time frame that normally takes another to pre-qualify. So we get all their documentation in, we vet it, we review it, we send it up, and we're running about a 6.5 hour underwrite time. So from the time I submit a file to the time I get an underwriting decision is about 6.5 hours. And when we do that, I can then issue a pre-approval letter instead of a pre-qualification
right.
letter. So if there's 5 pre-qualification letters and my client has the 1 pre-approval letter, it's a much stronger offer, especially if they're going to put a larger down payment.
Very, very important part because of some of the challenges in getting a mortgage. If you have pre-approval as opposed to pre-qualified, as Mike Buczynski from Movement Mortgage talked about, that can give you a big leg up. Also, I would say 2 other things I want to focus on, and then we're going to get to some of your questions. The less contingencies, the better. The sellers all look at the contingencies, and the one that they always look for is their home inspection. Home inspections are a real wild card today. If you're selling a home, inspectors can come in and really beat you up, and they can actually, in a lot of cases, kill a deal. So if you can find a way to get around the home inspection, and maybe on another show we can talk about that topic, particularly how to get around a home inspection, how to still protect yourself. But home inspection and any other contingencies, the less contingencies, the better. And then this is the last one that I'll mention that I see quite a bit, and it is effective. It doesn't work for everybody, but if you find yourself in a multiple offer situation, I have seen buyers that will include a little photo of who they are, maybe if they have a family, who the family is, and talk about the reasons why emotionally they want this house. And sometimes that tugs on the heartstrings of the seller. It can give you just a little edge. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, you never know what's going to be the trigger or the point for the seller to take your deal. So maybe it's large down payment, maybe it's because they have 2 kids and you have 2 kids.
Right.
Yeah, and you want to live in and raise them in the neighborhood they raise their kids.
Right.
You never know.
Right.
I mean, so I would, the more positives you can bring to the table, obviously it's going to be in your favor.
Right. Want to hit just a couple questions. We're almost out of time with Mike Buczynski, but one of the questions that came in this week, can you explain the difference between conventional and jumbo mortgages? That came from Ray in Hollymead. What's the quick and dirty on conventional versus?
Conventional versus jumbo is defined per state and county, and basically it's just the dollar amount that you can lend up to and still get conventional financing versus jumbo financing. Conventional financing can be sold to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. There's an outlet for those loans. Jumbo loans have more private investors. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac won't buy them. So the limit around Albemarle County is 417. If you're 417 loan amount or under, you're a conventional.
And there's a big rate difference?
It's pretty significant.
A point less?
It depends on a lot of factors, but
right.
it could be just that or more.
Mike Buczynski with Movement Mortgage, thanks for being on the show. Mike, before we go, tell me, what do you like the most about living in Central Virginia in the summertime? What's top of your mind? What do you like the most?
In the summertime?
Yes.
We love to go out to Mint Springs and go hiking. That's something I couldn't do in a lot in Maryland where we lived. So we go out to Mint Springs and hike a lot, and in the orchards too. I love Chiles.
So you're a big nature guy.
Yeah, hunting, fishing, nature. Chiles, peach, yogurt is pretty good. So.
Well, Mike, thanks for being on the show. This is Charlottesville Insights. Check out realestate3.com for all the information on open houses. Have a happy Sunday.